You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The Boise police chief is asked to resign. A former Boise police captain is confirmed to have made numerous racist comments, along with participating in a conference for white supremacists. The mayor of Boise then announces an investigation into those allegations. And just days ago, the mayor puts the director of police accountability on administrative leave. BoiseDev.com has been following all of these stories, and when readers reached out and asked them why the city was taking such quick action on former Captain Bringelson, but took little to no action on a series of complaints against the former chief, Boise Dev started asking questions. And Don Day, who is the founder of Boise Dev, is joining us to talk more. Good to have you on the show, Don.
Hi, Gemma.
Okay, this is a complicated story. Right? Because as I mentioned, there are so many moving pieces to this, Don. So I want to back up a bit and let's just go back to former chief of police, Ryan Lee, and these complaints that were made against him, because this is kind of where it seems to all start in a way.
Yeah. So last November of 2021, there was an incident in a morning Boise police briefing where Chief Lee demonstrated a hold that they were telling officers to no longer use. He asked a then active sergeant by the name of Kirk Rush to come up to the front of the room to demonstrate the hold that they were outlying. Rush then said that he had been injured. And here's what we didn't know. And here's what sparked my curiosity. Late that year, last year, we found out that there was an investigation underway by the Idaho State Police and that it was criminal in nature into the actions taken by Chief Lee in that briefing. But what we didn't know is how that was triggered. So you have this first incident. Let's set that aside for a second. We're going to come back to that. Then throughout the early spring, there were a series of 9 complaints made against former Chief Ryan Lee. That went a couple of different routes. Then late this summer, Channel 7 Television here in Boise ran a fairly long investigative report, both online and on their website, that quoted 2 sources. One of the sources was Captain Matt Bringelson. Bringelson was later found to have been responsible for racist writings and was present at a conference for white nationalists about a month ago. So they quoted Bringelson and another source as saying, there have been all these complaints against the chief and the city hasn't done anything, essentially. Mm-hmm. Channel 7 had a document that was a piece of paper, a single sheet of paper from the Office of Police Accountability, the head of that department, Jesus Jara, saying essentially, hey, these 9 complaints have been delivered to me. I think the chief needs to go on leave and you should investigate. So now you have that all kind of simmering in the background. We find out about the racist comments and the attendance at the white nationalist convention by the now former Captain Matt Bringelson. And we've been getting questions from readers that was like, hey, why is the city launching a big investigation into Matt Bringelson and his actions and the potential for other similar problems in the Boise Police Department, but nobody investigated these 9 complaints about the chief. Mm-hmm. This is something that we've been asking the city for a while about. And we kind of came back and said, hey, you know, we're getting this question. We're going to do a story that brings this question up. We'd love to have comment from the city. We went back and forth with the spokespeople of the city over the course of about a week. And they came forward and said, okay, you know what? We are going to give some details. A lot of this is personnel action. And so we can't really give a lot of information, but we're going to characterize the 9 complaints. And that brought to light a significant amount of new information that the public didn't know. The city characterized the complaints as follows. And Gemma, I know I'm going on a long time, so stop me if you need to.
No, that's okay.
There's a lot to this. So they characterized these 9 complaints. First, they told us that the 9 complaints came from 8 individuals. 2 of the individuals have identified themselves. The first is Captain Matt Bringelson. He identified himself in KTVB's story as saying that he complained. And the second is Captain Tom Fleming. So here's how those 9 complaints from 8 individuals break down, according to the city. 2, they said, lacked sufficient information for further action. 1 is part of a closed ISP criminal investigation, but still part of an ongoing internal affairs investigation. I asked the city if this item is the complaint by Sergeant Rush against Chief Lee for the incident where he was injured with the hold last year, because it matches what we've been told. We asked the city and they said they couldn't comment. It's my belief that this very well may be Sergeant Rush's complaint. Another complaint is part of an ongoing investigation for an incident that did not happen in Ada County. One was investigated by Internal Affairs and later closed. One was investigated by another police agency and closed. And the final 3, and I'm going to quote here, were disagreements with management decisions, including treatment of officers, discipline, equipment selection, policy changes, and hiring practices and promotions. Here's the bottom line. The city is saying that of the 9 complaints from 8 people, 4 actually were investigated, and that the other 5 were either lacking sufficient information or were like, you know, minor things like disagreements with management or that type of thing. They wouldn't characterize it further. They wouldn't tell us who complained. The individuals who made complaints haven't stepped forward to at least a Boise Dev or other media that we're aware of. It's hard to then verify that. If those officers are listening and want to speak, they can find my email address at the website. We're happy to talk to them. But what we now know and what we haven't known for months is that some of these complaints actually were investigated either by Internal Affairs, by the Idaho State Police, or by another police agency. It changes kind of the narrative that was out there a little bit. We've been at kind of a bit of information asymmetry on this. We had 2 people who came out and spoke publicly to KTVB about this. Channel 7 was given a memo from the Office of Police Oversight, or Police Accountability, it's now called. And that's all we kind of had. We didn't know what the complaints really were. We didn't know the character of them. We didn't know who complained or what happened. And the reason I say that there's asymmetry here is, one, Idaho has fairly stringent laws around personnel records. So the city can't just be like, hey, look, here's all the personnel records, as much as I'd love to see that. And two of these 8 individuals, 6 of them have not, to my knowledge, stepped forward to say what their complaints were. And so all we know is that there were these 9 complaints, and until last week, we didn't know what they were. Now we have a little bit more full accounting of what happened. I think that's the longest answer I've ever given you, Gemma.
I think it is too. Oh, okay. So I do think you're right, Don. Knowing that some of these complaints were investigated does make a difference, because from the outside looking in, it looked as if not much was done with the Correct. Former chief. And then all Correct. Of a sudden, all of this information comes to light about former Captain Bringelson. And the city is like, we are doing an investigation. We're bringing in an independent investigator, which makes sense that they would do all of that because he was a 27-year veteran of the department. So I do think, you know, bringing that to light, as you said, getting this information and Boise Dev publishing it does make it more understandable, right? It seems in a way like the city just wanted not to keep the investigations with Lee quiet, but it, you know, not necessarily the public needing to know about it.
Well, and there's one other thing here too that we revealed is the wrong word. We reported for the first time that wasn't previously known. So the most high profile of the complaints, and honestly, I don't know if it's the most severe. I just don't know. We don't know what the actual complaints were. But the most high profile was this incident with Sergeant Rush last year, where Chief Lee called him up to the front of the room and demonstrated a hold, and Rush later said he was severely injured. That was the most high profile one. What we didn't know until last week is that the city actually took that complaint and referred it out to Idaho State Police for the investigation. And so the city actually did take an investigatory action because it looked into it. they told me that they looked at it and said, this is enough that we need an outside agency to take a look. Now, here's the interesting. The individual who selected the Idaho State Police to conduct an independent investigation was Captain Tom Fleming. Captain Tom Fleming is one of the two individuals that was in the Channel 7 story in September that said that he complained about Chief Ryan Lee. Interesting, right? And so you've got this kind of interesting nexus of all these different parties that kind of interconnect. And so the city, on at least the one that we know the most details about, because there's now been an investigation by Idaho State Police that was made public, we know that the city actually said, yeah, this is an issue. We need to have this investigated. One of the things that some members of the public have really commented on is this OPA memo that was issued in April. It was sent from Jesus Jara, who was then the director of the Office of Police Accountability, to Courtney Washburn, who is Lauren McLean's chief of staff. And it sort of said, hey, I've been given these complaints. I think you need to put the chief on leave and do an investigation. Mm-hmm. And so we had this memo, but we didn't have the underlying complaints. I've asked for the complaints. They're protected by personnel exemptions in Idaho code on public records, so I can't see them. I believe others have as well. The only people who really can release those are the eight individuals who complain. They're the only ones. The city cannot do it. And the eight individuals who did it may have incentives not to. There could be things in there that are unflattering to them or other officers. We just don't know. I don't know that we'll ever see them, honestly. Getting eight different people to say, sure, I'll hand the media or the public my complaint against the chief seems unlikely. And okay, so we've been left with this innuendo. Yep.
Okay, so let me interrupt you here, because here we know now that the director of police accountability, Jesus Jara, sent this memo in April saying my recommendation is to put the chief on administrative leave, do an investigation. The city does the investigation. They keep him in place. You published this story last week, and now Jesus Jara is put on administrative leave.
Here's what I can say.
I am confused as to why that happened when he was the one suggesting that Lee be placed on leave, and that did not happen.
I don't know. We're going to learn more here, and I think we're going to learn a lot more. And there's a couple reasons for that. One, so the mayor issued a statement that said, and we should just fill people in, that at the direction of McLean, Council President Elaine Clegg, Council President Pro Tem Holly Woodings, and City Council Member Jimmy Halliburton, that he was being put on leave. And that's because the Office of Police Accountability reports jointly to the mayor and the city council. Most people in the city report just through the mayor's office. So it's a little more complicated there. They met and said, we got to put this person on leave. They didn't really say why. They didn't elaborate on that. They did say it was in response to ongoing concerns with professional judgment and lack of confidence in the actions of the office. Now, here's the reason I think we may learn more. Mr. Jara has been put on leave. If the city decides to fire him, that's going to take a vote of the council. They're going to discuss that in an executive session, which the public wouldn't be allowed to be in, because that's how this works. It's not strange or weird. It's just the way it works. But to fire him, they would have to make a vote in public. And so I think that we would probably hear a little bit more about that. Now, if he decides to resign, no big deal. And people can remember back to Dennis Doan a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is right before COVID. So the mayor puts him on leave. Dennis Doan comes out and is like, hey, I didn't do anything wrong.
And we should say he was the
former fire chief.
For people who may not be aware.
Yep. So several years ago, he comes out, he does a news conference. He's like, I didn't do anything wrong. Like, I'm not a bad guy. And the mayor's office wouldn't talk for personnel reasons. And then we get this special meeting called of the city council. And we think that he's going to be fired. He's there. The last minute he resigned, and it saved them from that public vote. We found out about a year later that essentially that was just the mayor being like, yeah, I want to have a different fire chief in there after she took over for Dave Beter, and the world went on. Well, if Jesus decides, Mr. Jara decides that he doesn't want to resign and the city wants him out, they have to fire him, and they have to do that through a council vote, I believe. And so here's the other piece. So the city issues this news release And an attorney for Hara that same evening sent his own news release. And he said, the attorney, his name is Grady Hepworth, was reviewing concerns of retaliation, violations of law, and breach of contract. He wouldn't tell our reporter, Margaret Carmel, if he was going to sue, and said he couldn't comment publicly on the nature of his previously filed grievances at this time. Hepworth, the attorney for Hara, said that the move to announce his administrative leave with a press release was highly irregular and a calculated political stunt. I'm going to insert myself here and say that when the mayor put Ryan Lee on leave just a few months ago, a news release was also issued. I would say it's not that atypical for high-profile members of city government when they're let go because they interface with the public. The public needs to know. The last thing I'm going to say from him is Mr. Hara further objects to the defamatory implication that Mr. Hara has somehow undermined the confidence of the Office of Police Accountability. Rather, Mr. Hara maintains he has acted with the utmost dignity and integrity, and it goes on. Here's the net out. He's coming out through his attorney and saying, hey, whoa, what's going on here? This isn't fair. So the city's going to probably owe the public a little bit more explanation than it's been given so far. Mm-hmm. And or there could be a lawsuit down the road that really could get a little messy as far as what's happened. Yeah. People are asking a lot of questions. There's a lot going on here. And the answer I would give is we just don't know. And we are trying to find more answers.
Right. And I think too, Don, that it raises more questions than answers right now, because it's just kind of one thing after another. Right. And And it doesn't necessarily put the city in a really good light from a PR perspective.
And you have to think about that, right? So the city knows that. Right. The mayor knows that. The mayor knows that all these actions are taking place, as doing it anyway. And the mayor's up for election next year and will probably draw some challengers. We don't know that yet, but she told Boise Dev earlier this year that she's going to run again. This will be an issue. But you look at this now, so we have a former police officer who came out publicly, went on the highest rated television station in the state of Idaho and said, hey, I complained about the chief and they didn't do anything. That individual was found to have made very racist comments and had written things while he was a Boise police officer. Mm-hmm. You have the police chief who was fired in the wake of that Channel 7 report, both because of the optics of the report and because the police union went to the mayor and said, we've been working with this guy too. You have the Office of Police Accountability Director who wrote this memo saying, hey, you need to investigate these complaints. And that got released to the to Channel 7. We don't actually know how. We don't know if that came from one of the officers. We don't know if that came from another source, how Channel 7 got that. And then the city didn't really say much for months until we kind of were like, hey, you got to tell us what's up with this. And they're like, well, we actually did investigate 4 of these 9 complaints. So you have all these things that kind of interlock here. And, you know, this is a long, we've done a long segment on this, Gemma, and there's still more to say. It's very complicated. Margaret Carmel, who is my senior reporter, who's been on this beat for a long time myself, are both working to get answers. And I know that other news outlets are too, the Idaho Statesman and Channel 7 both. So I think we're going to, and your newsroom are all working to try and find more, ask more questions, get more details. And boy, I hope we find more.
Yeah. And I appreciate all of the reporting that your outlet has done. And as you mentioned, all of the other outlets, because as we said in the beginning, it's raising more questions, but I think that that's fair to raise those questions. And now it's, you know, hopefully, you know, there at least needs to be some answers, at least, you know, in terms of what the city can and cannot say. So, Don, I mean, I at least understand this a bit more, but definitely have so many more questions. So just appreciate you coming on today and talking about this. Yeah. We've been talking with Don Day. He is the founder of BoiseDev.com. You can check out all of their reporting on BoiseDev.com, and I would encourage you to do that. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.